What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Dolce Show, episode 18. And why I'm laughing right now is because Brandy says every time before we start, don't yell. She whispers in the microphone, don't yell. Why does she say that? I was wondering. Well, I found out today. It's because when I yell, her earphones blow out. And hopefully it doesn't happen to you guys, but get ready for it. I can't control my earphones. Don't blow out.
Hers do. Yeah, I have yours adjusted correctly.
And then what do I do?
What? You yell. You yell freaking loud.
It's for the good of the people. It's for the good of the show, which is why I yell.
We all have tinnitus.
Well, it's an exclusive club over here at the Mike Dolce Show. What is today? Today, this is Thursday. Busy week. God, it's Thursday. We're already in the middle of March. You know, almost. It feels like it. We're definitely, you know, finishing the first week of March, getting into the second week. What are you guys doing? You know, we're getting lots of your reports, your feedback about all the weight loss so far this year. You know, speaking of the New Year's resolutions beginning in January, where a lot of people didn't kick in their New Year's resolutions in January. They just kind of set them, but they didn't really start setting the wheels in motion until about now. And we brought that up 2 weeks ago or so, that it's time to really kick it in. Summer starting, you know, the weather starting to change. If you don't get on your program now, you know, you're going to be flubber. Remember, don't be flubber. Don't be the person that doesn't want to go to the pool, that doesn't want to take their shirt off at the pool. Don't be that person. Doesn't have the energy to go out there and play, you know, games with the kids. You know, if your kids can gas you out, you got problems, son. You should have been training. You've been training your whole life, and all of a sudden, you know, 2 year, 4 year, 6 year old can gas you out. That's not the way to roll. That's not how it should be. So now's the time, everybody. A little tough love for you. Let's pick it up. Let's start the push now. It's time to, you know, start making those correct lifestyle choices. And by doing that, we're going to help share questions. That's what we try and do mostly on the Mike Dolce Show. We share information, health, fitness, goal setting, lifestyle. Just fun enjoyment is really the goal. And we try and share as much information as possible. And we do that by answering your questions, as many of your questions as we can. And you guys flood questions into us every day at our Facebook page, The Dolce Diet, our Twitter at The Dolce Diet, thedolcediet.com, or My Dolce Diet. That's our social network, which is exploding lately. Our recipe group is freaking awesome, where that's just, you know, I don't even know how many people are in there. It's a group dedicated to sharing Dolce Diet recipes, new tweaks, your own recipe, how, you know, one of ours looked, your kids eating, and just all sorts of great things in there. It's fun. If you like to cook and if you like to be healthy, then that's the spot to be. So we're just going to keep rattling off questions today. And we have Brandy Dolce sitting here.
What's
up? My partner in crime.
That's right. Yeah, I helped you bury that body yesterday.
Shh. And that was yesterday. Yesterday was a slow day here in Las Vegas.
Today's new. All right. First, we have Stace Joseph. He wrote in on the Facebook page. He says, hey, Mike and Brandy, found your podcast and have thoroughly enjoyed it. Can you devote some time to talk about cookware that y'all recommend? Thanks. And he spelled y'all like y'all.
Y'all. That y'all recommend. Cookware. So this is a good question. And let's start at the basics. So starting out, you want a stainless steel cook set. You can get those pretty inexpensively. You know, Price Clubs and Walmarts, you know, those big box stores, you can get pretty good deal on a set. So if you're, you know, a young kid, high school, college, early professional starting out on your own, take $100 and you can get two different pans, like a big, maybe like a 12-inch fry pan, egg pan, you know, most people would consider. And then one a little bit smaller, like a 6 to an 8 inch. And then you'll get two different size pots. So like an oatmeal pot and a pasta pot. Then you're good to go. Sometimes more than that. You know, if you're spending over $100, you could probably find a better deal. You can certainly spend more. And I'll get to that in a second. But that's a great place to start. And then it's stainless steel. If you treat it properly, you'll have that for decades. For decades and decades. If you treat it properly, that's easy to do. We don't use, you know, microwaves. I don't endorse using microwaves. I don't recommend it. None of my recipes will ever talk about using microwaves. So microwavable safe cookware doesn't even make sense. As far as storage containers, we try and use, you know, the glass Tupperware style. Tupperware isn't the What
it's
is like, Tupperware?
It's Pyrex. We like the glass Pyrex.
That's the one that we do use?
Yeah.
All right. And it's those are like the Q-tip brands of that industry. What do they call? Just food storage.
Yeah, food storage. So the aisle in your grocery store usually says food storage.
I think she's making that up right
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to investigate
this. This is the gospel of brandy.
Yeah. We'll see about that on the next. Tune into the next episode of the Mike Dolce Show.
I'll win that bet.
It was brandy just talking shit. but, you know, if you start out in traditional, cheap, inexpensive, you know, plastic Tupperware, that's fine. Just start out, start somewhere. And I'm talking to everybody on you know, from the beginning to the end of the phase here. So in the very beginning, you want the basics. You want stainless steel cookware. You want glassware as far as your food containers go, to the best of your ability. If you start out plastic, that's fine because you will need to preserve some of the foods that you're making. From there, always add on, you know, when you have a little bit more money, add on to a knife, nice knife block, good cook set. You know, stainless steel blade is always excellent. I always want a good knife that you can sharpen, that not too expensive. There's great ones out there. And that's the way to start. And as you go, as you, you know, you want a strainer. You know, there's different types and styles out there. They don't get too expensive. You want a whisk. You know, that's something you certainly want in your kitchen to beat eggs or make a batter. Brandy's laughing over there. What are you laughing at, Brandy?
Oh, I'm just remembering the little miniature whisk that that your sister Barbara got us with the little piggy on it.
Yeah, this little.
It was like so mini. It could. It was awesome. It was adorable, but it could whisk like half.
It was like
an egg.
Barbie whisk.
Yeah, it was like a Barbie whisk.
It's like an accessory for a Barbie.
I love though. That thing.
But our big whisk either broke or I probably left it in some hotel room on another part
you
of the world.
You left it at Vitor's house.
I left it at Vitor's. Got my damn.
Like Vitor doesn't have his own damn whisk.
It was a good whisk though. I probably left it there.
You did.
I did. So I was using this darn little pig whisk for months. For months.
Wait, and then the top broke off, and oh, we had this like this metal stem.
This nub.
And we used it.
We used it for a while longer. We just finally got a real whisk again.
Yeah, big whisk.
See that, guys?
We've graduated.
We are certainly not perfect over here at Dolce Central.
But we get it done.
We get it done. I'll put my meals against anybody's out there. That's the TLC. We use little broken nub whisks to make the best food on the planet. That's our dedication. So we were talking about Stace and cookware. That's where you want to start. You want to start with the stainless steel products. And that's the point I'm trying to make. You can upgrade drastically. I mean, there's amazing pieces. You can get a $5,000 fry pan. I mean, certainly you can get a wok and just all these different things. But start with the stainless steel and then grow from there. And you'll see your recipes. You'll know, hey, I need something bigger. I need maybe you do need some sort of wok or larger fry pan or a saucepan. There's different things to do. So, hopefully self-explanatory. But sometimes there's a lot of people out there. You'd be surprised, guys. Sometimes, like what I'm saying right now might sound very common sense, so simple. There's a lot of people, one-third of the people out there, in my experience, they don't know anything about a kitchen. They will stand and stare in the kitchen. They won't know anything. Maybe they can find a box of cereal and some bowls. But they don't know for whatever reason. So those are the ones that I'm talking to right now. Stainless steel, simple, glassware. You're good to go. Use the Dolce diet recipes. That's all you need for the Dolce diet recipes. That's it. You don't need anything fancy to get going.
All right. Our next question is from Michael Wilson. He said, I talked to my doc, and other than being overweight, my health is good. No high blood pressure, cholesterol, or things like that. Just fat. She's happy about my weight loss thus far, which is a little over 15 pounds. It is my current circumstance that is creating my question for you. My daughter has cancer, specifically leukemia. Right now, we are isolated in a hospital room. She can't leave, and since she's only two, neither can I. I have about a 4x4 space I can work out in inside the room. Any exercises that you can suggest?
Hey, Michael, how are you? If you guys remember, we talked to and with Michael a few weeks ago about his predicament. So his daughter has leukemia. She's in the hospital having treatment, and Michael is with her, by her side 24 hours a day. And he's trying to find ways to stay healthy for himself and also to be strong for his daughter, which is very important. So the amount of stress and strain, should be obvious to every one of us listening to this. And Michael's trying to stay healthy. Now, here's some obstacles, as he described previously and deeper into this letter. In the hospital, there's no healthy food. for maybe he can get some oats in the morning, maybe a little bit of fresh fruit in the morning. There's really not anything healthy. There's not any, you know, fresh natural foods really there. There's Subways and there's burger joints. There's little fast food carts and machines that have just all sorts of processed foods and chemicals available to him. And that has gotten him sicker and sicker to the point that he's reaching out for help. So my suggestion, first suggestion was go, Michael, go to the doctor immediately. Get a complete checkup. Get under your doctor's care. First thing, and he did that. That's what he said when he got back. Thanks for answering so quickly. I have a bit of follow-up. He talked to his doctor, and other than being overweight, which we know, that's what he said previously, his health is good, which is awesome. His health is good. He has no medical issues to contend with, to reverse. We can really just start focusing on the lifestyle issues and getting that extra body weight off of him. He has no high blood pressure, his cholesterol, no high cholesterol, things like that. He's just fat. Super cool. But now what do? We need a dramatic lifestyle change. That's going to be the change. And your lifestyle has changed dramatically. So this is really the issue. What do? We focus on the principles of the Dolce diet. And that is, number one, earth-grown nutrients. To the best of your ability, Michael, only eat earth-grown nutrients. That way you are assured of the highest quality nutrition possible with the least possible percentage of any sort of negative toxins being introduced in your system, further holding you back or slowing you down. So earth-grown nutrients, that's number one. That's the way to go. I look at it in my life like a video game. I'm always on the hunt for a little power pack of something healthy, something fresh, and I'll just take it and gobble it up and eat it on my way. It sounds silly, but it all adds up. A few leaves of spinach, if you open the refrigerator, you just stick your hand in, eat a few leaves, wash it down with water, and keep on going through your day. Little things like that, they certainly add up, especially when you're in extreme circumstances like you are, Michael. Every red grape, every cashew, every piece of spinach is going to add up and start to reverse the tide that you're certainly, you know, swimming against right now. But you're doing well. You're making a lot of progress. Now, workouts in your room. A 4x4 space is tiny. I mean, that's barely enough space for you to do a push-up. I'm going to assume you can do a push-up, a traditional flat push-up. If you can't do a traditional flat push-up, take your hips a little bit higher, maybe put your knees on the floor, bend your legs, different Spider-Man positions. You can find your way down, and I actually did this here in my studio to make sure that I can do some of these exercises. Bodyweight squats are amazing. Bodyweight squats, that's the bread and butter really for everything. Bodyweight squats and also some flexibility, some hamstring motions. That's the base, that's the foundation. And right now, you don't need too much. You're overweight, you're under your doctor's care, you just need to start swimming, you know, a little bit harder, a little more precisely against this stream, or really getting out of the current. We're going to skew you, we're going to veer you out of the current so you can gain some traction on your own and have the ability to really start building new habits while you're not scared of drowning or being overwhelmed. We're not going to do that to you. Bodyweight squats are the way to go. Bodyweight squats with perfect form, with your head up, with your chest up, with your spine nice and long, stretching up towards the ceiling. You push your pelvis back, your tailbone back, while shifting your weight onto your heels. The balls of your feet should be slightly off the floor. It should almost feel like I can slide a piece of paper under the balls of your feet because you're sitting all of your weight back. Being conscious not to let your knee float forward towards your toes. You want to keep your knee no farther than past the point, midpoint of your shoelaces. You sit your weight back, you keep your head up. Use your arms for balance. When I push my hips back, I literally take my arms and I push my arms forward for balance. It teaches me to make that correct body motion. It also helps me to keep my head up, my chest up, my spine nice and long. The top of your hip should become equal with the top of your knee. That's considered a parallel squat. That's what we're working towards initially. Once we get to parallel squat, then we can start changing our stances in narrow stance, wide stance, certainly, you know, unilateral or single leg motions. We can start working in different lunges, forward lunge, back lunge. We can also jog in place, Michael. You can jog in place. This is Nelson Mandela is famously known during the time he was in jail. He was an avid runner. During his time in jail, he would run in place for hours. It was, you know, said that he would run marathons at certain points in his, you know, tenure in jail, just in place. He was in a tiny little cell, similar to the room that you're in. I mean, if you think about it, just jogging in place, the full same motion, light on your feet, you can go forever and get exhausted. Then you can add some body weight squats, and then you can do some jumps, you know, just lightly trying to jump the ceiling 10 times with a 30-second break. You can start doing interval work. Push-ups, I mean, that's everybody knows what a push-up is. Now, some sit-ups we want to talk about. You definitely want a strong core. Traditional sit-ups, you know what they are. We learned them in school, but be precise. Don't just go through the motions. Be focused. I like to shut my eyes and really understand the muscles that are working when you perform these exercises. I like toe touches with my toes straight up in the air, pushing my heels to the ceiling, trying to fully extend and straighten out my hamstrings, pointing my fingers at my toes, and then using only the strength of my core, contracting my core, rolling my chin to my chest bone, and rolling my body up so my fingers touch my toes while flexing my toes down, while stretching that hamstring, stretching that calf a little bit more. I really like that position at the top. And then when I come down, I release, I relax, I let my legs fall just a little forward, a little bit forward, the knees bend just a little bit, the foot relaxes, my shoulders relax, I fall back down, and then boom, I explode back up again. You can take that one exercise in, I've done it, it's actually a great exercise in a small space, and now you're going to just touch your toes, now you take both hands and you touch around and you touch your left heel and back down, and only your left heel. That's amazing. And then you go to your right heel, now you know you scissor your legs at the top. You can go all sorts of different things. So, Michael, these little workouts right here is a great way to get going. And just start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Add resistance, add intensity, add time. There you go. And I want to hear back from you. So get back in touch. Take, you know, a couple days, couple weeks. Get back. Let me know how it's going. And keep tally, keep records. I want to see. Day one, I want to see how many bodyweight squats you did. That's what we'll say. Every day, I want you to do at least one more bodyweight squat than the day prior. And I want you to do at least 10 bodyweight squats on day one. If it takes you 10 times, you know, if you have to do one rep an hour for 10 hours to get your 10, awesome. I just want 10 total. I haven't seen you, so I don't know what your level, your shape is. We're going to start slow, like I said. Now, if you can rattle off 10 perfect ones right now, hip, top of the hip to top of the knee with perfect form, 10 of those right now, that's awesome. That's what I'm hoping for. Tomorrow, we're going to do 11. We're going to keep going, keep growing. And then if at some point you feel like you can push it, instead of doing 13 on day three, you want to do 20? We'll do 20, but the day after, don't do any less. So never do any less than you did the day previous, no matter what, and do them every single day. Let's try that and then add in some other exercises. And keep the tally. Let me know, and let's push you. Let's support you. Let's get it, Michael.
Our next question is from Kenny Morris. He says, "Dear Mike and your good lady."
Who's that?
I think that's me.
That would be Brandy.
All right. Okay. He says, "Loving the podcast."
He really said good lady?
Look. "Dear Mike and your good lady."
And my good. I got to make sure Brandy's not trying to slide that in there.
I'm not making it up. All right. All right. Thanks, Kenny. All right. He says, "Loving the podcast, listening to number 10 just now, got your Living Lean book and ordered the cookbook. However, I am vegetarian and can't eat nuts. You use almond butter a lot in your daily meal plan, and I was wondering if you have a good substitute for someone like me. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Cheers."
Absolutely. Hemp is a great alternative. Hemp oil is excellent. You want to put that on toast, hemp oil, or even olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Most oils on toast instead of butter. Now, he's talking about almond butter, but this is just a little tip out there. Use some oil on your toast. Any toasted product is delicious, and it's healthy. Now you have the healthy fats and all the flavor and not all the bad stuff like you would with most traditional butter. But hemp for you, you know, I focus on the almond butter mostly because it tastes good. It's easy. It's inexpensive if you know how to get it properly or even make it on your own like we do here. It's for the fats, and hemp provides a tremendous amount of healthy fats in addition to protein, which is excellent. Hemp is a superfood. Certainly, as it's becoming more available and it's becoming more acceptable, more businesses are getting into the hemp market and realizing how healthy the attributes are of hemp in all sorts of ways. And it's nice to have the variety of products. Like the company Onnit sells Hemp Force. This was my real introduction with hemp was during, you know, the Joe Rogan had started bringing up hemp and hemp products and the Hemp Force product through this company called Onnit, which was known in the mixed martial arts and the health and fitness industry. So I finally looked into the Hemp Force because of how much I travel. I travel constantly and I need to make sure, you know, I have my nutrients to keep me strong and healthy so I can take care of everybody else while I'm traveling. You know, sometimes it's a 3-hour flight, but oftentimes it's, you know, across the country or out of the country, and it grinds on you, it wears on you, and you need optimal nutrition. And I'm the anti-supplement guy. for the most part. But you do need certain nutrients with you at certain times. And that's when I started looking into it. You know, Rogan liked it. He endorsed it. He said it's great things. Looked up the company. I found out great things about the company. I had some sent to me. And it worked really well. It tasted really well. And it's, I mean, as close to pure and natural that I could get. And that kind of circles back to the almond butter. If you know the nutrients that you need, and for me, most of the almond butter ingredients, you know, when I put almond butter in there, it's for flavor, but it's also for the fats that you can get from other sources. So hemp is a great one. What else? Avocado is excellent. You can use fishes. I mean, fish is excellent. If it's really just the fat that you're looking for, and it's what is your reason, Kenny, for the almond butter? I mean, that it's a little deeper of a question. So if it's strictly for the nutrition, you know, then it's, you can find a whole bunch of different ways. Now, if it's for a specific recipe, well, then maybe you want to throw a little nutmeg in there. Maybe you want to throw a little cinnamon in there. What else for almond? Even flax, you ground up flaxseed or chia seed together with a little pinch of cinnamon. That actually, it tastes really good. It gives a little flavor. So maybe you're looking for dessert kick. Not sure. There you go.
Our next question is from John Catapano. He says, Mike, first, a big thanks for the work you put into making a difference. Have been a big fan. The podcast is awesome. Keep them coming. I purchased Living Lean and will recommend it to my patients as I'm a chiropractor. I'm 44, exercise 5 to 6 days a week, CrossFit mixed in with some BJJ and running. Have followed a gluten-free paleo diet for 10 plus years. My body fat is stuck around 18 to 20%. I am 6 foot, 223 pounds, and want 8 to 10% body fat. What are your recommendations for the older guy that already lives clean and doesn't want to starve or do the zero carb thing or the cutting diet? Thanks for your time and passion.
John, what's up, man? You're 44 years old. You're not the old guy. What are you talking about, man? You feel old. That's possible. You're 18 to 20% body fat. That's high. It feels like you're healthy. You might think you're healthy, but it doesn't sound like you're healthy. And I'm not saying this to be a dick. I'm saying it for real. Are you under a doctor? Now, I'm not being an alarmist here, but the first rule is always be under a doctor's care. Go to your doctor, get a complete physical, get a whole wellness. Is it a wellness test? Wellness checkup Tony told us about on, was it episode 15?
Yeah, wellness.
Wellness. So get that done. Make sure you're good. Make sure you're healthy. Now let's start attacking your lifestyle issues, which is maybe your exercise program, which is maybe the diets or supplements that you may be using. You're at 18 to 20% body fat, and it sounds like you're really dedicated. You said you've been gluten-free and on the paleo diet for 10 plus years. Your body fat's stuck around 18 to 20%. You're 6 foot, 223 pounds. You want to be 8 to 10% body fat, which I agree. 100%. The goal of being on Living Lean for men is to be between 8 and 12% body fat. For women, it's to be between 16 and 20% body fat. That's when you're living lean, in my belief, in my opinion. That's when you feel your best. That's when typically most of us are at our healthiest. We have the best ratio of lean muscle mass, functional muscle, and body fat. We have vibrant levels of energy if we're eating the right foods and we're not burning the candle at both ends. We're getting proper rest and we have an enjoyable environment around us, a support system. We're able to laugh and enjoy life. That's important. So, John, what are we going to do? You're going to go to the doctor, number one. You're going to get your wellness test. You're going to get all your physical. You're going to get that stuff done. Then we're going to talk about your nutrition plan. You're on paleo for 10 plus years, not bashing paleo, but something's going on. Either you're not following it right or it's not working for you for whatever reason. Let's get to the bottom of that. Let's make a change. Start making some changes, 18 to 20% body fat. That's high for a guy, and you know. That is, and I think it'd be pretty easy to get that clip down for you, especially if you're as active as you're saying, which I certainly believe. It sounds like you train CrossFit, which is super hard. I mean, CrossFit's brutal. It's a great workout. You can get strong. You can get lean. You can get hurt in CrossFit also, you know, so be careful, everybody. Don't just go running out. You have to be intermediate level trainee to really jump into CrossFit and kind of know what you're doing and know what to look out for and excel. If you're a beginner, you got to get some help. Some assistance, and a lot of great CrossFit gyms do that. They have transitional programs. I'm not, endorsing. I'm not an endorser for CrossFit at all, but that's what you're saying, John. And I know those workouts. They're hard workouts. So if you're 18 to 20% body fat, you're following the CrossFit traditional workout templates, you know, for 10 plus years, something's going on, and it sounds like it must be your diet if you don't have any medical issue. And we're going to rule out medical issues when you go to your doctor. So we're going to assume you don't have any medical issues. We're saying that now your exercise program is pretty consistent because the other people doing CrossFit are getting pretty good results. You've been doing it for 10 years, so consistency, it's not like it's a, you know, short-term change. It's your nutrition plan. Do I recommend mine? Absolutely. That's, you know, that's, I live it. You know, I live it, and some of the greatest athletes on the planet use it for their, you know, world-class competitions when, you know, a lot of money's on the line and the future of their career and their performance and even their health. And these guys continually use it and believe in it and talk about it and just say how healthy, how good they feel on it. And their families and their wives and their kids say, you know, it's delicious. They can't believe how easy it is and, you know, how well it tastes. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, John, that's the switch that I would say you can get. I'm not hawking anything, but you can get for $9.99 Living Lean on Kindle or iTunes. You can jump on, get it on there. It's very inexpensive, and this should answer your question, man. And it should take that 18-20% down into the mid-teens super quick. Super, you should see a dramatic change immediately. I'm assuming, and prove me wrong, please. Get back in touch, John. I want to hear from this. I'm curious. Let's make that change, you know, with your doctor's care, and let's go from there.
Josh Smorella.
Stella.
It's not Stella. Okay. Josh Smorella says, hey, Mike, I was wondering what you thought about taking pre-workout BCAAs and casein protein.
Hey, Josh. So BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, and casein protein is a typical protein powder supplement that does work well for building muscle. What is the issue with that? In my opinion, you don't need it. There is science. If you're a bodybuilder, if you're a fitness athlete, if you only care about the way you look, you do not care about your health, then this way will be as effective physically as a healthier way, which is very much in line with what I believe and what I support. So if all you care about is what you look like on the outside and be damned with being healthy on the inside, this stuff does work. It does. But why not be healthy? Why not look just as good, if not better, but at least just as good and be healthy at the same time? That, it seems to make perfect sense. That's the way I do it. You know, and that's my thoughts. I'm reading your question any deeper. That's the thoughts. You don't need it, you know, unless extreme circumstances, you know, but other than that, you don't need it.
Our next question is from Daniel Salines. He says, hey, Mike, does your book only help people lose weight, or can it help me gain weight in a healthy manner? Thanks for your time.
Daniel, absolutely. That's the whole purpose of the book, is to build functional muscle and reduce our body fat to somewhere, like I said, men between 8 to 12%, women, healthy men, healthy women, between 16 to 20%. That's the goal. That's where we should be. Each of us is unique, and we'll go a little bit above or a little bit below, and that's absolutely fine as long as we're making progress for ourselves. So that's what I push towards. Now, the exercises in the book. So with the nutrition plan, you have all the highest quality nutrients that you need to build functional muscle and to allow your body to get rid of unnecessary, unneeded body fat. You don't need to carry that around anymore. Your body will get rid of it as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're being accountable and consistent with the meal plan and with the, you know, your lifestyle choices. And then the exercise programs in Living Lean, we got the power deadlift workout. We certainly have like the push-pull system. We have strength and power building workouts in there. We also have weight loss, like conditioning. I mean, the treadmill workouts, the fighter treadmill workouts, high intensity interval training, treadmill style training. We have functional body weight workouts for those in that realm or that phase of training. It's what's your current goal? Maybe it's more body weight work. Maybe you're getting ready for a fight. It's time to peak. Who knows? We have body weight stuff. We have big heavy weight stuff. And then we also have the sexy beach stuff. We got the tank top workout. That's for the girls that want to look nice and tight, good tight arms, shoulders in the bikinis, and guys, you know, in your tank top, you know, washboard abs, good biceps, you know, shoulders and chest all flowing into each other. Those workouts are in there also. So we try and cover everything. And then it's just the daily application on your part. That's the treasure map. It's the treasure map. All the tools that you need to learn what to do are in there. And then you got to start doing them. You have to apply the tools.
Our next question is from Mark Hobbs. He says, hi, Coach Dolce. I'm 42. Do you recommend glucosamine and chondroitin supplements?
Hey, Mark, how are you? You know what? 42 years old, glucosamine and chondroitin supplements. First, I am not a doctor, so I'm not prescribing or recommending anything from that standpoint, just from my own personal experience. You know, I've been told by multiple medical professionals that glucosamine and chondroitin, they probably do help some people some of the time. And the risk of anything bad happening is relatively small. So that being said, yeah, try it. If it works for you, excellent. If not, no big deal. That's kind of the thought. And that's what my vet even said. So I've heard it from, you know, an animal doctor. I've heard it from multiple, you know, we talk about this almost weekly in my field. I'm talking to doctors and trainers and physical therapists and all these, you know, different elites. And that's basically the thought. There's obviously, you know, other ways to go about it. But to answer your question, you know, see how it goes. If you don't notice anything, then it might not be working for you for whatever reason, you know, because the quality of the product doesn't work. Your body, your physiology just doesn't need it or accept it. Or maybe it's just a placebo effect, which is why it works anyway. Really, who knows? But, you know, talk to your doctor, of course, and then, you know, give it a couple weeks, see how it goes.
Our next question is from Kirk Schulten. He says, "Hey, Mike, in the last 2 months, I've made a promise to myself to clean up my diet. I've always been very active, and my diet is the thing that always kept me from making real results. This extra effort stems from the fact that I'm 6 months away from being 40, the same age my father was when he died. In the last 2 months, I have dropped a little over 20 pounds. I've also become a big fan of juicing, fruits and veggies, not needles and pills. Do you have an opinion on juicing, benefits or drawbacks? I find that I'm getting the nutrients from foods I never would normally have eaten. Also, I'm a fan of chia seeds. However, the other day I thought I heard you say that you kept yours in the refrigerator. Am I storing them incorrectly? Thanks and keep up the good work with the podcast."
Kirk, what's up, man? Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Last 2 months, you've dropped a little over 20 pounds. Boom! Like I said, everybody, if you lose 20 pounds legitimately and you keep it off legitimately, you have made a major lifestyle change. You are no longer the same person. Not just physically. It's not just you don't take up the same amount of space on this planet. Internally, you have changed. Mentally, you have changed. You've become a different person, capable of much more. So for Kirk to have lost a little over 20 pounds in the last 2 months, he's keeping it off and he will keep it off. He'll continue to improve. He'll make those conscious decisions every day. He'll strengthen his habits and his accountability. He's been doing it for over 2 months now. He's already seen that it works. He's going to continue. Now, if you could wake up every day and make $1,000 and the next day make $1,001 and $1,002, would you stop that? Would you do something in the opposite direction? Would you make a change that would stop that flow of money coming in? If you saw consistent money showing up in your bank account every day because you did one thing or you had a certain set of habits, would you change those habits or would you try and make those habits even better, even more efficient, add more habits to make that bank account get bigger, faster, and faster? Why is your health, why is our health any different? That's what I'm using Kirk's question for. Really, think about that. It's easy. Kirk's done it now for the last 2 months. He's done it. I've done it personally. I lost 110 pounds. I understand this concept, and that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this message with you. Make the change. Continue the change. Stack that cheddar. You know, build that bank account, and you can do it. It works with money, too. It works with everything. That's the thing. It's a universal law. I didn't create this stuff. It's a universal law. It's a universal principle, and it works most specifically with your health, and that's something you can see every day from the morsel of food that you eat that is good for you, that's packed with power, nutrient dense. You feel it. That tastes good. I feel good. It digests well. I don't feel sick. I have more energy now. My body's moving a little bit better. It's immediate. And it's the same thing. You make those decisions. So, Kirk, you've lost 20 pounds. It's sustainable. You're continuing it. And you're inspiring me and you're inspiring everybody else to follow in your footsteps to do the same. I got people like Justin Boyarsky out there who lost 175 pounds.
He looks amazing.
And looks amazing and constantly keeps setting goals for himself. He's awake at 5 a.m. doing strength and conditioning training. Then he goes to train with Henzo Gracie. Are you freaking kidding me? Before most people wake up. It's not what he was doing before he started. He was, you know, 340, 350 pounds. He was the fat kid that everybody liked, but the girls didn't want to talk to. Now he is a straight pimp. Good looking guy. Great things going on in life. Totally changed. Inspiring. So many people on Twitter of his friends, people that know him or know of him have hit me up saying what an inspiration Justin has been to them making lifestyle changes. They saw him tweeting about recipes. They looked into it. They made the recipes. Oh my God, it's amazing. And they go on down the stream. That is freaking amazing. So that's what Kirk's doing. That's what we're doing. That's the whole point of this. To get deeper into Kirk's question now, he's talking about juicing. Juicing is awesome. I juice nearly every day. where we make a big serving. Usually, you know, somewhere in the morning, sometimes we'll start it off with juicing first thing, or we'll have it as the second meal of the day or so. Post-workout drinks, I'm a big fan of juicing. We got dozens of recipes in the Living Lean book and the Living Lean cookbook that are juices and smoothies and different concoctions. Should you juice strictly? I'll take this question a little deeper. I don't think so. A lot of people go through juicing fasts and juicing cleanses. I get it. I understand. And maybe if you're a healthier individual, you go a couple days, you know, kind of pushing it. Same day, maybe half day. You know, I prefer a raw cleanse. You go raw food for a couple days, including juices and fruits and salads and, you know, all the good things. Just raw foods, healthy foods. That's a great way to cleanse with lots of good waters and teas. But definitely, I mean, you should juice daily. There's so many different potions, as we'll call them, out there. You can't really make a bad one. If it's gross, just add a little more water to it, you know, kind of dilute it, keep diluting it. It's not going to lose the nutrient value. Just keep diluting it and share it with your family. You know, that's a good way to do it.
Our next question is from Kevin Corbett. He says, I was just reading a debate on whether or not people should drink water with their meals. Some people say yes, others say no. What is your position on this matter? Thanks.
Yeah, Kevin, I know what you're talking about. A lot of people think that if you drink water with your meals, it's going to dilute the digestive enzymes. Your body's not going to be able to break the food down as efficiently. There is some merit to that. There is science behind that. I haven't really found that to be a problem with average water consumption. You know, you can prove a lot of things in a lab and in a Petri dish that just certainly don't apply to the real world. And I haven't really found that to apply in any notable fashion. If you're drinking, you know, a gallon of water with each meal, certainly that's an issue. But if you're drinking, you know, regularly, normally, and not, you know, over drinking during a meal, then it shouldn't be a problem.
And next we have Nathan Cook, who says, I've got an important anatomy and physiology exam in 2 weeks. Training is tough. What foods will help keep my mind and body sharp? Huge fan of yours and appreciate all the time you take to answer our questions. Down from 15 stone to 12 stone, 6 pounds.
Boom. That is, so you guys know, 1 stone equals 14 pounds. And that is 48 pounds Nathan Cook has lost. So I was talking about Kirk losing 20 pounds. Nathan has lost 48 pounds. And that he's on, Kirk's on the same trajectory as Nathan, as long as he has that much to lose, constant progress. So Nathan's got, you know, $2 million in his bank, that magic bank account every day. Well, Nathan's now got $48 million sitting in his bank account, and it's going to keep on going. It's going to keep on growing. That's what we want. Now start sharing some of that, Nathan. You've made this change. You know, you're down 48 pounds, and I'm sure you're sharing some of these skills, these habits with the people around you. You're leading by example, and that's the most important part. You can't really, you know, tell people what to do unless you yourself do it. And you have to be doing it so well that people ask you, because if you tell them, they don't want to hear it. So Nathan, now, I mean, 48 pounds, everybody around you has got to be jaw-dropping when you walk in the room. And I'm sure they ask, what are you doing? And I know you're sharing the information with them, just like you're jumping on here asking questions, which means you're interacting. So what foods to help you, your mind, you got schoolwork coming up. Fats are always a great way. Fats, essential fats, are known to increase your cognitive function, your brain function. Very important. Where do we get these fats from? A wide variety of sources. Nut sources, almonds, cashews, walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, delicious. Seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds are, you know, phenomenal, so easy. Flax seeds, readily available pretty much anywhere you go. Coconut oil is delicious, amazing, mixes so well in many recipes, even in black coffee. What else? Avocados and fish. I mean, you want to make sure you have a wide variety of essential fats in your diet. Also, you want your blood sugar nice and stable, which I think is really important. If your blood sugar drops, you can't think. Your brain runs on sugar. Our brains run on sugar, in essence. So we need stable, steady levels of blood sugar, but not simple sugar. We're not constantly spiking our sugar. That's a bad thing. So then we spike and we crash and we spike and we crash. And we ruin the body's ability, or we start to deteriorate the body's ability to regulate sugar tolerance. So you want to have even, stable stores of complex carbohydrates during this time. And this is where something like chia seeds mix very well. Or hemp protein. Hemp mix very well. Hemp is a product. Hemp hearts, hemp seeds. Because they have high levels of protein. They have high levels of fat. They also have high levels of fiber, which is very essential to keeping having your blood sugar nice and stable. high cognitive function, and eat often. I like to eat a little bit more often, every 2 to so hours, when I'm working creatively, when I'm burning the midnight oil, which I do a lot, you know, not just physically over here at the Dolce Diet. It's a lot of mental work over here too. You know, we provide a lot of content, a lot of written content and video content and things like that. And I need to eat more often, but I need to eat less. And that keeps me buzzing. It keeps my brain high, nice and sharp. I also do like a little bit of caffeine. I like black coffee, like I said, but I mix it with an essential fat. I mix a teaspoon of coconut oil in my black coffee. And it is amazing. I feel phenomenal. And it does help give me that little cognitive perk and the energy to sustain the output. So hopefully that helps. It gives you a little bit, a little insight. And 48 pounds down, Nathan, that is awesome, man. Keep it up. Keep it going.
We have come to our last question from Aaron Weinbaum. He says, does chocolate milk really refuel you after a workout?
Aaron Weinbaum, did you really ask me that question? As the great Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, milk is for babies. When you grow up, you drink beer. Now, my impression's not too good. I haven't worked on it. But honestly, no, milk after workout is terrible. It's some sort of fad. I don't know how it got out there. Who knows? But lots of the bodybuilding side pushes it. And I'm not anti-bodybuilding or their side at all. But it comes from their media, their magazines, or somewhere in their culture that came out. Drink chocolate milk. And maybe because there was a chocolate milk style supplement that came out that everyone tried to like kind of knock off and water down. But anyway, the myth is still perpetuated through multiple industries now. No, chocolate milk is terrible for you. Number one, it's milk. Come on, we spoke about being an adult and drinking milk and what it does to your body's inability. And this is traditional milk, which is, you know, what is most common. You walk in the supermarket, you know that traditional milk companies, it's very rare that you actually get milk from an animal that is, you know, caught in wild, it's wild state. Eating its natural feed. I mean, most of the milk out there, the animals are, you know, stuck in the kennels. And this is, you know, so this is why milk is chocolate milk post-workout. Then you can talk, well, it's got this kind of protein in there and this type of sugar. This is what people say. That's the argument. All they look is those nutrients. They only look at, it's got X amount of protein, it's got X amount of sugar. And that's what we need because we need protein to get big, strong muscles and have sex with girls. And that's, you know, that's the story. That's what they put out there. That's the sales line. But that's not true because milk is bad. It's unhealthy. For the vast majority, for most of it, it is. There's a lot of sugar in milk that we just can't tolerate. Most adults, once you get past the adolescent stage, the childhood stage, you lose the ability to tolerate, to digest milk properly. Hence, how milk intolerance is, you know, rampant. Everybody you know, most of the people you know have certain digestive issues when they drink milk, when they eat ice cream or, you know, too much cheese. Everybody, they get that gut bomb. The gut bomb is the body can't break it down, doesn't know what to do with it. Can't deal with it. So, you know, people are drinking that. Now, I'm someone that used to drink milk when I was powerlifting because it was just calories. It was calories in for me. It was grams of protein, a gallon of milk. You know, 1 ounce of milk is 1 gram of protein. And that's the way. And I just rattled through these gallons. And I got big and I got strong and I got really freaking unhealthy. And I did get fat. I held a lot of weight, and that's from the sugar. I could feel it. I could feel what it would do to my insulin, to my blood sugar, to my metabolism. So I disagree with milk post-workout, if you're just trying to get your macros, you know, which a lot of the guys say they just want to get their macronutrient ratios, well, that's not the way to do it. In my mind, it's poison. You're making yourself less healthy, like we spoke about in the beginning. If only looking one way matters to you, then maybe it'll work for a short period of time. But if a sustainable existence and being healthy and looking great is the way, well, then you want better nutrients. Certainly not than that, you know, ultra-processed, pasteurized, genetically modified, pesticide induced, hormone, you know, drenched cow's milk. And that's what it is. I mean, traditional milk is just the cows are flooded with antibiotics. They're flooded with hormones. Those same ingredients are in the milk that you drink. Your body rejects that. The animals, they eat a diet of grains because they're inexpensive and it helps them to, you know, get bigger or whatever it is. It forces them to eat an unnatural diet that their bodies can't digest. So they have digestive distress. They have nutrient deficiencies because they aren't getting the nutrition they need. They're eating an unnatural source. Think about, picture milk as their offspring. Think about what happens to their offspring when they're all jacked up. They're all messed up. They're all sickly. Now think about the milk that they're spewing. They're poisoned with the bacteria. There are the antibiotics and the hormones and the grains, the genetically modified grains, you know, because they're less expensive for the farmers, for the, you know, super farms to get, to push into the major supermarkets, to get them into your house, into your refrigerator. I mean, you know, and you want to drink that. And then now the sugar for the chocolate milk, what kind of sugar are they using? God knows. I mean, that's just the milk. That stuff's alive. Imagine if they get to just play with chemicals to make the sugary flavor.
So you're basically saying no to chocolate milk.
I don't know how many different times and ways that I can say it. To me, it's common sense. Come on. How many people that drink a lot of milk, honestly, are in the shape that they could be or should be? I think about it. It tastes good. It does some good things. It has some benefits. But if I mean, looking at your question, that's not, you're putting all the time in. You're a hardworking training. You're hardworking in the gym. You're training hard. You're trying to build this specific body. You're not going to refill it with chocolate milk, man. Think about that chocolate. Yeah, and have a Snickers bar too, and have a donut. Why not? Go out there and do that. You know. So think common sense. Step back. You know, could it work? It might work for a little bit, for a short period of time. You can kind of make anything work for a little bit. And then what happens? The sustainability factor kicks in. Is it sustainable? Can you keep doing that? You think you can get single digit body fat percentage drinking milk constantly? Now, if you just want to squat more and get heavier, well, yeah. If you just want to get bigger, you know, be a big for nothing, which I was, you know, although I was able to, you know, lift big weights. And then what? Take up space. I held the floor down real well. No chair ever got away from me. I tell you what, I was a pro. So I'm kind of ranting on about here because Aaron, I get that question a lot. So thank you for asking, everybody. Come on, no chocolate milk. What are you doing? You'd be a baby. Go suck your thumb. Get out of here. All right. What else we got? Oh, so now high school kids. I've been lots of, you know, so we're working on the college book and getting that out there. And I was thinking, because my cousin Sean, who actually works for us, he comes out a few times a year, certainly over the summers. He's in college right now, and you know, he's got the scoop on the college scene, which is helping us with our research for the college diet book. And it's amazing. It's a disaster what's going on college campuses, what these kids, what you guys are eating. I can't believe you're allowed to eat this food. And worse yet, it's government regulated. If your parents only knew, they're being forced to pay $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month for a lunch card that you're not even going to use because the food is disgusting. It's just a pile of poison, in my opinion. So that's a whole nother, that's the college book. And I was thinking, college, but also high school. There's a huge demand for high school information. Also, well, who's in high school? My cousin Zach is in high school. So I call up my cousin Zach, and we were talking about what's going on in the high school scene. Parents, students, people. You know what Zach's high school is eating? What their options were at lunch? You can have a cheeseburger or you can have a fried chicken sandwich. All right, there's your entree, A or B. Now, as a side, you can have curly fries or you can have mozzarella sticks, fried. Think about that. This is our money. This is what our kids, this is what our family, this is what, you know, our fellow Americans are eating. Are you freaking kidding me? So I was like, Jesus, is there anything healthy? Do they have any healthy options? Maybe that's just a bad option. Do they have any healthy options? He thinks, and I could actually hear him thinking. I could hear him squinting his eyes really hard over the phone. And he goes, I think I saw an apple. So, and it's, I laugh because it's probably a wax apple because most of the kids probably aren't reaching into the apple basket to grab an apple.
It's decorative.
It's decorative. It was probably like a pin on one of the lunch lady's aprons.
It's a candle. There's a wick sticking out of it. You just can't see it.
Jesus. So, I mean, that's a problem. If you're in school right now, if that's your options, what are you doing? You can't eat that stuff. You got to bring your stuff in and revolt. Talk to your school. Nonviolent revolution, of course. Talk to your families. Talk to your parents. Talk to your PTA. Talk about that stuff. Look at the menu. Know what your kids are eating. That's disgusting. That's poison. Why poison your kids? Don't be a part of poisoning your children, especially when you're paying for it. Get the best. If you're paying for it anyway, get the best, right? It's freaking your kids too. But maybe you just don't know. You know, you just take it for granted that your kids are getting what they need. But just think about it. Look what's out there. Look at the options. And God forbid, send them Send them with something. Send them with, healthy foods made from home. That's the new cool thing. The cool kids now carry brown lunch bags.
Kids are paying more attention now to what they eat. You have your athletes and the kids that want to look good, and they know they're brown bagging it.
You know, with the abundance of UFC in the culture now, UFC is everywhere. Kids are training in MMA. Kids are training in jiu-jitsu. Kids, high school kids, have been training for years. I remember when I was coaching in 2004 up in Portland, Oregon, at Team Quest, the kid program. Kids programs were packed. 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They've been training for a decade. Look out, guys. Look out, Johnny Hendricks. Look out, Chael. These kids have been training for a decade now, and they're 18. They're just getting out of high school. They're in college. Or they're in their early years. They're heading to the UFC ranks here pretty soon, which is crazy. But the great thing is they're focused a lot more on health and nutrition. I see it. The demand for myself and people like me is just ever increasing in younger demographics, in families, and in lower age groups. Because these children, these people, these families, heads of household, they know and they understand the importance of proper nutrition and lifestyle. The younger, the better. We can offset medical issues, later life medical issues, if we handle it now. Handle it pre-pregnancy. Be in the right shape. Be eating the right things. Be in the proper healthy state before you become pregnant. Men and ladies and gentlemen, both of you contribute, equal partners all the way through. Live the right lifestyle the entire time. All 9 months, the development phase, only the best quality nutrients, only the proper healthy environment. That's your household. That's the environment around the physical. And then post, you know, your child is born. Now what? Now the raising, the rearing of your child, only with the best possible nutrients. Why wouldn't you? You people out there that you put the great gas and the you get the nice rims and the tires on your cars and all that stuff. You put all that money into it, and then you let your kids go to shit. Come on, don't do that. Put in the extra time. It's a little more work. You change your habit in the beginning, and then it just becomes what you do. And again, I'm not being an asshole. I'm just trying to point out some things that maybe you don't realize. As some of you, it's common sense, of course, but others might not realize it. It's time to get up. Take control of your nutrition. Take control of your family's nutrition. See what they're doing in these schools. So talking deeper with Zach about what's going on, I remember being back in high school. The goal of a high school guy, well, there's a couple of goals, some of which we won't talk about here on the Mike Dolce Show, which is PG-13. That's not true, is it? Well, it is. For the sake of this conversation, the goal of most high school boys is to get bigger, get stronger, become a man, be noticed. And I was talking to Zach, what about gaining weight? And he's like, absolutely. Gain 10 pounds, high school guys. Let's focus on that, gaining 10 pounds. I'm going to put a program up on our Facebook page. Jump on there, pull it off, take it for free, and start to implement it. Do it immediately. If you have access to weights, awesome. If not, don't worry about it. We can work on a 6-month program of body weight work locked in your room. Because some of you high school guys, I know, you're 15, 16 years old. You're still, you know, really skinny. You look pretty similar to like you looked a few years ago in grammar school when you were still a kid. A few of your other high school guys look like grown-ass men, you know, with the full beards as freshmen, but that's a little more rare. So if you're a little embarrassed, don't worry. That's okay. Lock yourself in your room and you can do these workouts. We're going to build you up. We're going to put on that weight and keep transitioning all the way through. Teach you guys how to lift. Teach you how to eat. And you don't put on the right weight by eating that crap that I talked about earlier. You got to eat real food. You got to be accountable. And it's so much faster. Beat all your buddies. Be the one. Be the one to break out of your pack. Just follow the advice and just watch what happens. It's going to be basic, you know, basic exercises, body weight movements in the beginning. But also we'll have an extra program on there if you do have access to a facility of a few basic exercises with some video links even, tutorials to help you guys. Let's get you big, get you strong, get you explosive. So this isn't going to be, you know, get ripped, all that stuff. All you high school kids, you're mostly all pretty ripped. And if you're fat, it's because your parents fed you the wrong freaking foods for the last 10, 15 years. Shame on you, mom and dad. But now it's time to change. That's what you do. And shame on you, school system, because now it's time to change. But you got to be the one to make the change. You can't expect someone else to do it for you. They haven't done it so far. They're probably not going to do it in the future without a lot of hassle or at least leadership from you. Show you really mean it. Don't go home and eat the freaking cheesy poofs. Go home and make your real food, eat real food, and even make enough to share with your family, God forbid. That's the way. Imagine if a high school kid said, hey, you know what, Mom, I'm going to make dinner on Wednesday night or Saturday night or Sunday night. Is that okay? I'm sure your mother, your father, your whoever would jump through the roof and be happy to buy the groceries that you needed if you did that in earnest and built that habit. What a great way to do it and go about things. So be the leader, high school student. I was going to say high school kid, but you're not really kids anymore in high school.
They're adolescents.
Adolescents, but yeah. I mean,
young men and women.
Young men and women. And it's time. I mean, you got adult options in front of you now. Adult, you know, questions being asked of you. It's time to start acting like an adult while having the ability to make some mistakes and, you know, have your parents bail you out. But that shouldn't be the job. That shouldn't be the role. Let's step up. Let's do it. So Zach, he's going to keep on telling us what's going on there in the high school scene. Sean's got the college scene, and we're going to come out with some pretty good information. We got some time coming up later on this year where we're really going to hammer out content for you guys. We're going to make a lot of it free, which, you know, that's always the fun part, things that you can use immediately. There we go. All right, guys. Thank you once again. Episode 18 in the books. I'm excited for 20, but I can't wait to do 19. All right, guys. Remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom!
The Mike Dolce Show.
It's okay.